With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. National Democrats are making a late bid to help their party's candidate in Montana's May 25th special congressional election. But the party's $600,000 investment is paltry compared with the more than $2 million that a Republican group is spending to protect a seat the GOP has held for two decades. Much of that money is being spent on television spots. In the final month of the campaign, campaign groups supporting Republican Greg Gianforte are spending $2.6 million for airtime, while groups loyal to Democrat Rob Quist are spending about a fifth of that amount on TV ads. Analysts say the battle for Montana's only congressional seat could have repercussions nationwide. A close race for a reliably Republican seat could embolden Democrats to more aggressively challenge Republicans in swing districts across the country. Vice President Mike Pence plans to travel to Montana next weekend to campaign for Republican Greg Gianforte. Details on the trip have not yet been finalized. Gianforte is competing against Democrat Rob Quist and Libertarian Mark Wicks for the state's only congressional seat. Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., is campaigning for Gianforte next week, making his second trip on the GOP candidate's behalf. Pence's trip was first reported by the Washington Post. Governor Steve Bullock used his veto pen yesterday to kill what he calls a, quote, regular political game, end quote, played by the legislature to restrict the governor's use of the state airplane. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
The bill sponsored by Missoula Republican Brad Cheetah would have blocked the governor from using the state plane for any activity related to state or federal political campaigns, unless the governor reimburses the state for the costs. During Bullock's re-election bid last year, Republicans attacked the Democrat on his use of the plane for campaign purposes while in state business. Bullock's campaign did end up reimbursing the state over $2,000 for using the aircraft. The House bill passed on party lines last month, but was vetoed by Bullock yesterday on the grounds that the bill was, quote, unconstitutionally overbroad, unquote, and would lead to an endless stream of lawsuits filed with the state's Commissioner of Political Practices. Bullock vetoed 14 bills yesterday, signing 62 others into law. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
BNSF Railway and the Environmental Protection Agency are both waiting on sampling results to determine the source of an unidentified sheen on Flathead Lake in Summers. They expect those results back by Monday. Nikki Willett reports.
The sheen was first reported to the EPA earlier this week. Yesterday, BNSF took steps to contain it. A BNSF representative told MTPR yesterday that early field indicators suggest the sheen comes from natural organic sources rather than a chemical source. The sheen is not far from the former Summers tie plant, which treated railway ties with creosote and other chemicals for several decades before being listed as a Superfund site in the mid-1980s. BNSF, in coordination with the Montana Department of Environmental Quality and the EPA, oversaw soil and water cleanup and continues to monitor the site. The EPA has dispatched an emergency response coordinator to the site. In Summers, I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.
The Interior Department has released a list of 27 national monuments it is reviewing under a presidential order, including the Upper Missouri River Breaks National Monument in Montana. A list released today includes 22 monuments on federal land in 11 states and 5 marine monuments in the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. The review includes a huge reserve in Hawaii established in 2006 and expanded by former President Barack Obama. The reviews were expected under an executive order issued last month by President Donald Trump, but the White House had not released a list of specific projects. Trump's April 26th order could upend projections put in place under a 1906 law that authorizes the president to declare federal lands and waters as monuments and restrict their use. The Office of the Commissioner of Higher Education is recommending tuition increases throughout much of the Montana university system to address an $18.8 million funding gap. The plan was forwarded to the Montana Board of Regents on Thursday. The proposal calls for full-time in-state students at the University of Montana and Montana State to pay a little over $7,000 in tuition and fees during the 2018-2019 school year and $7,200 the next year. UM freshmen and sophomores will see a 13% increase because they currently pay less than upperclassmen. In-state underclassmen at Montana Western and Dillon and Montana State Northern and Havre would see some of the largest percentage increases, 28.4% at Western and 18.2% at Northern. The Board of Regents is scheduled to consider tuition rates later this month. A Nevada consulting firm and three of its executives will pay the Chippewa Cree tribe $2.5 million, the tribe says was stolen from an online lending company it owns. The firm, Encore Services LLC, and its executives also pleaded guilty to criminal charges related to the illegal kickback scheme on Tuesday. The men face maximum penalties of 5 years in prison and $250,000 in fines when they are sentenced on August 24th. The firm itself could be fined up to $2.9 million at sentencing. Encore Services was a partner in the Chippewa Cree Tribe's first attempt to start an online lending company in 2010. Prosecutors say the company and its executives inflated their invoices to funnel money back to tribal officials as kickbacks. Yellowstone National Park officials have asked 2017 visitors to adopt its, quote, safe selfie policy. They issued the policy in response to a rash of irresponsible and illegal behavior the past 2 years. Yellowstone broke records by topping 4 million tourists for the first time in 2015 and then topped that with 4.2 million visitors last year. Mixed in with the millions, a number of visitors have made bad decisions. 2 summers ago, 5 people taking selfie photographs provoked bison into attacking them. No one was killed, but medical treatment had been needed. Last year, a tourist had died after walking off a pedestrian boardwalk into a thermal area. The Yellowstone East Gate opened this morning at 8 a.m. I'm Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio.